Dear friends, in this short psalm, the psalmist is describing to us the greatness of God and the fact that God is sovereign. This sovereignty of God is the theme of the Bible. It runs through every book of the Bible. The Lord is King. And he speaks here that he's clothed with strength. He's covered with his strength and power. It says that he has girded himself, he's round about him is his strength. There is no weakness with our God. That's what he's saying. God is not weak. That's a great comfort, dear friends, in this wicked world in which we live in. He's saying that, yes, there are many governments in this world, there are kings in this world that are reigning, but not like our God. There is weakness found with all of them. There is sin found with all of them. You don't have to just point the finger at our state of this world today, but throughout history, the best of governments, the most Christian of governments, had their weaknesses and sins. And so what should we do in this situation? We lift our voices to God. Pray for those who have the rule over us. Seek the good of the land. But we do not put our trust in princes. We don't put our trust in horses, because our trust is in the Lord himself. It says that the world also is established, that it cannot be moved. What does that mean? This word to move, it is to stagger. It means like a drunken person who's just staggering from one side to the other. That's what it means. It's saying that the Lord has created all things in such a way that it stays. And it speaks about the throne of God. It speaks of it as being everlasting, meaning God is always King. His kingdom has always been. He has always been King. There has never been a coronation for God. And speaks then about the floods. That's a reference to the unsettling world. And those things, those empires and nations that go against God. And here are the rivers, the floods from the rivers. And it's in the scriptures, it speaks about those nations that are around those rivers that speak against God and against his people. They lift up their waves, they lift up their voice, and so on. But then the Lord, it says, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters and the mighty waves of the sea. Dear friends, in your weakness, this is a great song. In your discouraging times, this is a great song. In times that nothing makes sense and the world in which we are living in, you don't know who to trust in this world, this makes sense. This is true. And so you have a pillow that you can rest your head on safely upon this truth that God is sovereign. And you and I, if you're a child of God, you are in his hand. And mercifully, he will keep you. Through great dangers, he will lead you. And one day, he will carry you home safely. Maybe not be discouraged, dear friends. Maybe not lose heart, as often is the danger that we are in, to lose heart, to give up, to become bitter, or to take our eyes from the Lord. Look at the waves, look at the voices, look at the storm as Peter did, and then what happens to us? You will simply sink if you do that. You fix your eyes upon the one who brings the storms, which is the Lord, but he rides upon it. He walks upon the waters. So, dear friends, the testimonies of God are very sure. Holiness becometh his house forevermore. Amen. Let us pray.